He'll be stepping in first. I think only the second oval he's ever raced as we go in the community. Brought to you by ATB Financial. Stefan Rozinski joins us. Stephen, how are you, man?
Great. How are you?
I am good. Now, this is you got into a NASCAR car earlier this year, but
yep.
You're out at the Edmonton International Raceway this weekend in an oval event. It's only the second one you've ever driven. How much harder is it, or easier is it, oval to a road race?
It's a different animal. I'll say that. I mean, I've never done one in one of these NASCAR races, and this is going to be even more different than anything I've ever done, because I think there's going to be like 20 cars or more. I haven't seen the entry list, but I've just heard of all these people who are entering, and I'm surprised. I'm like, how are we all going to fit in there? Like, it's literally like a 400 meter track. It's tiny. And we're going to have over 20 big cars on that track. So I've never done anything like that. I've done one oval race before, and that was definitely a change. I mean, just in terms of how you drive it, the way the car is set up. But this will be different. This will be longer. We'll have to have, you know, a break for tires and fuel and all that stuff. I think in Edmonton we have to do like a short break in the middle of the race because the place isn't physically big enough for all the teams to do like an on-the-fly pit stop. But 300 laps on a tiny track with a ton of cars. I mean, it's going to be madness.
The fatigue factor, and I know we've talked about this before, in a race like this where there's likely going to be a lot more bumping, is it more physically taxing?
I would say yes and no. Mentally is the biggest thing.
Okay.
But when you mentally start stressing or you start worrying about things, you know how you start cramping up, or you might tense up a little bit, and that ends up hurting you physically as well. That and the heat. So it's kind of, we'll see what happens tomorrow night. If it's a hot night, like we've been having the last few, it'll be definitely warm in there, and just making sure to get fluids and all that stuff. But staying sharp is going to be very, very important. It's obviously different type of like physical nature than the open wheel car, where you have more downforce, and it's much harder on your core and your neck in those cars. But these ones, it's more just you're fighting the heat, and you're fighting, you know, just staying mentally aware. Because yeah, like I said, with 20 cars around, like, you know, literally a tiny bull ring, it's going to be just, you're going to be so busy, and there's going to be your spotter in your ear and your crew chief, and you have to communicate to the team what you want out of the car, how do you get faster, and, you know, ideally you're just out front and you're sailing, but it's not always that easy.
When, you know, you talk about hydration, obviously you'll drink a lot prior to the race. So,
yeah.
So two questions. A, if you have to go, do guys just naturally urinate all the time in their pants? And then B, are you able to drink while you're in the car? Like, do you guys have a, you know, do you have a little sippy cup or something? Like, not a sippy cup, but, you know, something where it's on, where you can just put it in your mouth? Or are you not able to hydrate throughout the race?
Well, yeah, that was new to me, because I hadn't had that until my first race a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Answer your first question first. I know I've heard of people who have, like, had to go in the car, and, you know, at that point, you know, you have to. And usually that's more of the guys who are, you know, if they're doing endurance racing and they're doing, like, four-hour stints, and you're, you know, if you're doing three or four-hour stints throughout, like, a 24-hour race, maybe those guys are just overhydrated at some point and they've got to go. But I haven't seen that personally. I've just heard stories of it. So it's not too common. In terms of hydration, yeah, that was new for me a couple of months ago when I did my first race, where we actually had a bottle. But it's tough to really get to unless you're under caution, or at least the way we had it set it up. There's probably ways you could do it, but essentially the easiest way is maybe under caution, under a yellow flag, you might be able to reach down and grab it and kind of slide it into your helmet with a straw, and then be able to get something, you know, kind of like those camelback type of things. You get one of those straws, and then you can at least get some liquids, because, yeah, that's definitely really refreshing.
Stefan Rozinski joined us. He'll be racing. Now, this is the first time since 2012 that you're going to race in front of your home fans, is it not?
Yeah, exactly, and that's pretty exciting for me. I mean, I did Edmonton Indy in 2011 and 2012. That's essentially where I kind of got, not my start in racing, but I've kind of, it ended up putting me on the map, at least here at home, in terms of a local kid doing something. And you know, I've had, you know, great opportunities since then, and this new NASCAR opportunity has been awesome. But I'm running the Tecmanni Autosports car, this time not the number 18 EpiPen car. I'll be actually racing against Alex Tagliani. But I'll be running in the number 24 car. So down in the States, that's the big Jeff Gordon number. So lots of pressure to come with it, I guess.
And also, if I'm not mistaken, Stephen, I know your brother has autism, and you're running in for the Autism Speaks logo, correct?
Yeah, I've got the Autism Speaks logo on my car. My car scheme is blue, black, and white, so I've been super lucky. I mean, I've still got a lot of great hometown supporters. So, you know, some of the biggest guys like Goldmark Diesel and Christensen Developments and Cantor, they were like okay with me changing their logos and making it fit the blue, black, and white scheme. You know, the blue is kind of like the color with autism and Autism Speaks. I've done a lot of work with the local Autism Society of Edmonton. So, you know, we're looking to raise some awareness and definitely encourage people to learn more about it. Help those charities because they definitely need it.
How old is your brother?
My brother is 18, and he was actually only diagnosed with autism officially when he was 15, just before my race in 2011, the first Edmonton Indy that I did. So it's kind of new for our family. I mean, he's more low level functioning. He's always been categorized with a developmental delay.
Okay.
And we obviously knew that, but it was never, you know, he was never put into any category. So, and that was tough. That was tough for us to not really have, you know, anywhere to turn for a long time. But now, you know, now we kind of learned some of these great societies and definitely want to support them.
Does he comprehend what you do as a race car driver?
Oh yeah. He is like all over it. I mean, he can't say anything. But he, you know, he expresses that he loves racing. Like, his favorite thing is going to the kart track. When we had Strathick Park, he goes to the indoor kart track here all the time. He's obsessed with racing, and that will be, if he could live at a racetrack, that would be his thing. Like, he is, you know, he's the biggest fan I know. He can't say anything, but, you know, just the way he acts, he knows exactly what I'm doing. You know, sometimes the sound and everything is a little bit overwhelming, so I'm not sure if he's going to, you know, be able to make it out tomorrow night. We're still trying to decide, but I know he definitely understands. He knows what's going on, and he loves it.
Okay. Now, for fun, have you ever put him in the simulator?
Not in the simulator, but we've done a two-seater ride in one of my sponsor's Ferraris, and he just lit up. You know, we did that last summer, and he was laughing the whole time. So that was definitely one of those things I'll never forget. It was really fun.
Well, I bet you, and likely inspires you to want to, obviously you want to do your best all the time, but a little extra motivation running with the Autism Speaks logo this weekend.
For sure, yeah. No, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm super proud to run that, and I hope to represent them well. And in the end, I'm still running, you know, in front of my hometown fans, but with a lot of hometown support here as well still. So these are the guys who helped, you know, get me into that Indy Lights ride a few years ago. You know, there's been a few that have come and gone, but, you know, some of the big guys have stayed beside me and stuck it with me. And I think there's some cool opportunities even beyond this event on the horizon that'll be bigger and better. But right now I'm going to focus on this Edmonton race here. And I'm racing in Saskatoon next Wednesday. So kind of a little bit of a Western swing that I'm really pumped about.
Well, enjoy it. Hopefully you race clean and have a great finish.
Yeah, we gotta survive the 300 laps. I think that's the biggest key to it. And if I can, you know, have a good car at the end, and if I have all my fenders on it, then we got a good shot. Hopefully, I'm not buying a new car.
All right, man. Good luck.
All right, thanks, Jason.